Thank you, Kim. Well, thank you for the opportunity to speak to you. It's a big topic. If I want to talk each species, like the people having given a talk, I don't know how many time I need it. But anyways, I will try to be simple. The reason I talk about those is a couple of my collaborators. One is Dr. De Yuan. He's a guy who works on the fruit, but he said fruit can be ornamentals too, because the flower is beautiful. People come to look at it, right? People like to pick up fruit. You can enjoy it a lot, especially they're happy when they pick up fruit. This is also ornamental part. Another collaborator on this they research is the Dr. Jamin Fu is kind of research on persimmons. I don't know how many people like persimmons. She said also persimmon can be ornamentals too. So this is what it looks like. If you look at this persimmons, really beautiful. I especially am impressed when I visited Japan in the during Christmas time. It is wonderful ornamentals. And not too bad when you're planting the field. This is what makes the difference. Now, this makes me thinking is how we combine those. How to put, I'm an ornamental guy, how do we put edible, those features on ornamental plants is what I'm thinking. So I begin to start a trial about some plants with edible attributes. So this is probably, I would think, every time when you go to the wood and explore plants, you never know what you found, right? Sometimes, last year I was in central China, Shenlongjia, and this is what we found, right? You had marijuana free, whatever you want. So this is happening. Sometimes we do can get a free stuff. If you have this beautiful flower as ornamentals, what do you think? After flower, we make it through lots, right? The plums, stone fruit. So this is the opportunity and a challenge. What I do during those next maybe 15 to 20 minutes is a overview little bit what the ornamental plants can have some, you know, edible attributes. Don't ask me too much questions. I have a lot of questions will be presented. So hopefully we work together and resolve this problem. Right? The big challenge is a breeding. Woody ornamental plants breeding take a long time. So the first challenge we probably facing on those plants is how long it take. You know, if you are assistant professor, you have 5 years to get your tenure. How long you wait? 10 years, right? So also the propagation is woody plants take a long time too. So we think about maybe embryogenesis, embryo rescue can serve a little bit challenge. And also molecular markers. We think about any way we can use markers or slopes to identify the tree in early stage. In other words, we try to say, the first challenge we want to say, there's so many ornamental plants can have edible attributes, but anyway, we can do better. Now, look at the berries. We do have a successful story. We still work on it. Like, if in the middle, you look at those, it's a blueberry. And by the way, some of these pictures my collaborator sent it to me. I know it's from the internet. I have a low way to cite it. I'm sorry for that. Blueberry is a very popular. We have a professor study there, and recently they have several ornamental new cultivar released. It's a very, very successful story. The reason is a very vigorous breeding program and produce a lot of plants. And the plants can be put on the patio. Right? If you have a porch somewhere, you can do that, and very nice, you can harvest a lot of fresh blueberry. And I visited several places, and one is Georgia Morococo, and the other day I went to the Braces Nursery. Average sales of this plant, about 3 gallons from this one nursery, is about 30 to 40,000 per year. This is 3 gallons. 1 gallon sometimes is 70 to 80,000 pots per year. It's amazingly marked, very, very successful. So this is the production scale. They never have a stay. And this is a good story because the edible part is attractive. Also, blueberry in the winter time, in the fall, is a beautiful, beautiful fruit color. Beautiful fruit color. So combining of those make this difference. Edibles not only talk about the fruit. We also talk about this plant. I don't know how many people overload this plant, right? And I tried. The edible part is so-so. The new sprout, and especially the Chinese, some area really like it. I have a colleague. He has three plants. He never wait any sprout growing bigger. He take all of them. He just cannot wait. He eat. So this is Tonia sinensis. It's kind of a onion smells, stir fried, but do make very good, delicious food. I think some of those challenges, this is good food, how we can make those more productive, small shape, show the plants more sprout, this is probably a challenge. And sometimes I look at this food, especially now, 4 or 5 o'clock, everybody hungry. It's really, really good. So edible, not just a fruit, but the majority of fruit, you can think about the other way, right? When I was traveling to South Korea, this is back to 2006, and the arboretum, one arboretum, the director said, we just eat flower today, no others. So everything is flower. So it's edible. Now, what is the nutrition factor? I cannot meet list all of those. I just give you an example. I look at those. This guy is a Charantoni. This is a Taibo. And the nutrients, I don't want to go through it. It is amazing about this Tonia sinensis. This is why some people like it. It is a thing. Now, everybody, I visited Bada Lee. This is Anchor guy and the Anchor City guy the other day. I have to change the slide when I come here because there's so many. He said everybody should plant edible landscape in their yard because it makes huge difference. He gives the reason. This is a lot of hibiscus. This is hibiscus. This is a lot of woodies. This is hibiscus. I said, why are they growing those? It's vegetables, salad, stir-fried about those hibiscus. Really? Yeah. He said, especially calyx of the flower is so good. I never tasted. I believe him. So this is what makes a difference. Tea beverage, right? They have a lot of challenges there. Is late frost, harvest. This is from the Republic of Georgia, which is a never sprout earlier, right? This is a cultivar from South Carolina, can handle 0 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's guarantee you get a harvest every year is also there. Now, I talk about a little bit, go through very quick. Yeah. Fehoya is one of those guava fruit. I never like it, but it is a lot of people use it. People love it. We have a bunch of those behind the University of Georgia Plant Science Building. When I was a student 20 years ago, always have fruit on the ground. When I come back, I returned to Georgia 3 years ago. For the last 3 years, I don't see any single fruit. Do you know why? People take it before they even can drop it. This is why the people to use it, eat this as a fruit. This is only one I think is probably can combine ornamentals, beautiful flower, evergreen foliage, and fruit production. So this is that. Another one is kiwi fruit. This is alphabet beta order. I don't have a particular. Kiwi fruit is also cold hardy. When I was in Maine, I do grow in these plants. Not productive, but it's very good, right? It's very good and the fruit production. Recently, this production so big in China, they found some cultivars with beautiful red flowers. They begin to promote it as a ornamental and kiwi van. This is a property you can locate it. Also, you can use a small pot in the patio or put your place. You can use those to get some flavor of fruit too. So this is probably, I need to go a little bit. This is the Acabia and the publishing hold science. This is what is production. The challenge of this guy, I don't know how many people like it, but still it needs a lot of education for those. Ornamental wise, it's not too bad, but sometimes it's a little bit weighty. So this is my, and our native plants, so we want to say the papa is also ornamental with a diverse leaf. But all of those is, where is the between? What are the challenges there is? How we find something between those, right? How we find something between those can be ornamental, can be edible. This is kind of a new challenge for our breeders, Aronia, right? When I traveling to Oklahoma, the Kansas State 1 year, I get a jar of what? Aronia gems. It's very good. So also the ornamental part is not too bad. This is a native one. And in the four color, hedge is a very nice ornamentals. So combining of those, we can make those different. Maybe someday we have to change not just fruit breeding, not just ornamental breeding. Can find a common ground in the middle, right? This is why we need to get together. I really appreciate Heiji and Xunyue get this together. Hopefully we get it together, get some project grant application, especially nationwide research and international collaboration will make a huge difference. Chestnut, right? Anybody like this? The fruit? I don't know you can use the shade tree, but it's very nice. Very nice. This is what I take picture taken in Japan. It's very ornamental, right? Citrus, I don't want to touch this part. One time I have a couple of visitors from Japan stay in the Corner's Moss. And those fruit, very, very attractive. They eat it like crazy. I said, what? They said, it's $10 to $15 per pound in Japan. Very delicious nutrients. So it's also very beautiful ornamental plants. Why we don't use it, right? Someday, hopefully we can get those crops in the production. Those are one, I don't know how many people eat those. Tea fruit is kind of not very special, but you can grow in the trees. Only problem, the challenge is the tree do have thorn on it. You have to be careful about those. When you want to grow in those, you have to hopefully get some thorny stuff. This is probably the fruit harvest can be eaten. Like Osaka, the orange type. Also, persimmons. I don't know how many people like to eat. I don't like to eat until I eat those sweet, very beautiful, like crunchy, like apple. It's very nice. But this one, what I'm working on is seedless, very, very small. They can dry on the fruit, on the tree, and then you just take it and eat it. It's very, very, very good. And also some color of the persimmons. It's a later color. It's a lot of mature color. This is what the color looks like. Decorations, just how to dry those seedless, very delicious. So we need to get those. And when I travel in South Korea, this is a Eleagulus. They're planted as a fruit too. It's a beautiful. Sometimes we treat as a weed. We maybe need to find something we can restrict it, not too invasive, can get it in, right? Fix. I don't want to touch too much because of timing issue, but some of them is beautiful, right? Some is beautiful. This is why the challenge is we want to try some plants really can survive there and can handle our conditions and also have both edible features and ornamental features. Kinko. I have teach a woody ornamental plant for 20 years. What I teach people, don't plant a female, plant a male, right? The smell is terrible. Now I change it. When I move back to Georgia, a friend of the family invited for dinner, they have all the Kinko dishes there, right? And then I said, where to get it? It's in the campus. Before they mature, it low smells. They have special way to clean it and make it delicious food, right? Also, Kinko, I don't know, when I was in the students, I always say the larrikin, the guy always say ginsana. is very smart. He takes in Sana, he hope your memory, right? This is why he married 6-7 times, never get in trouble, right? This is a smart guy. So, also the delicious food, right? Somebody said the lily. This is a lily stir-fried with ginkgo seed. I tell you, it's delicious. It's delicious. So, we do can combine both features, ornamentals and also edible, right? Select some combination of those. Like those, you have ornamental features and also pick up some fruit. This is important. Anybody know this plant? This is plant is the only plant which is weird. You eat pedunculus, right? Very, very sweet pedunculus. It's on the Chinese market. It's really sweet. Sometimes sugar content is too much. How about this one? Melissa, right? How many people try those? I never tried. It's good? Okay. So, this is what I get it from Intel, from my friend. They said it's good, but I really don't know. But it's invasive too. This is the kind of thing. Looks like pretty good. Goji berry, right? We are talking about the goji berry. It's so popular. And back to a month ago, when I was in China, people told me, if you drink about the goji berry every day as a tea, you'll probably get a skinnier. I begin to took it. I will tell you later if it have any effect. So it's very nice, very nice, very popular. I think about the goji berry, come back to the barberry. How many people eat the barberry in the Mediterranean area? Barberry is also very good. I have, when I hosted the International Symposium in 2002 and 2006, each time they have people present barberry as food plants, they're required. So we treat it, especially northern part, as a weed. So this is probably goji berry, barberry is kind of very good food. We can select a better one, but in Georgia, I don't think you should try it. It's too many disease and not doing good. I don't know how to do it. Right? Georgia was founded as a state, a colony of the state, because people want to grow in what? Mulberry. It's a silkworm. This is the fourth sale of Georgia, right? Not for myself, for others, because you want to produce something. This is berry. It's very delicious. I really like it. We have several trees in our farm. I'm really enjoy to taste it. When I was in Japan, they sell me some big one. Really, really good. So maybe we need to work on those and say, not just pendular ornamentals, it's also work on the fruit. Both way, like those variegated leaf. So I'm more toward ornamentals. This is why my picture always have ornamentals, not have too much fruit, but it is. Now, this is plants I want to spend a little bit more time on those is Merica. It's not wax metal we have. This is the Merica rubra from China, from Asia countries. It's a beautiful fruit. One of my colleagues, Dr. Thomas Mani, said he never tasted so delicious fruit ever. Very good, but a low shelf life. The challenge is how do you preserve those is really challenge. And also, dry a little bit versus flavor is different. But ornamentals, beautiful, beautiful. This is in Japan, I take this picture. It is a pomegranate. I don't want to mention more. Dr. Heather Witherstein in Purdue have done a lot of work, published Hot Science, and the fruit. We have two streams. One is good fruit, one is what? Ornamentals. No between. So this is what I think about the challenge. I like the fruit. I eat a lot. When Dr. Witherstein was in Georgia, I always get free fruit. Delicious, right? And the palm wonderful. Those make a difference. We want between and something can harvest, and the stone fruit, this is probably I just go through and too much. Gooseberry. And in England it's very popular, but here we don't say too much. So and Rus Ragosa and the Alliance, people use a lot of the fruit, especially in China. They make all these drinks and the food delicious. We don't know how to use it. Robus is also landscape used quite a bit. This is my trial and I begin to do it. Those robus is challenge is some of them is very good, but have thorn on it. What you need breeding is get a thornness, right? And Dr. Lee told me, Dr. Father Lee told me, when you're breeding from those, they come back true when you have those seed, the thornness variety. If you touch this one, it's a low thorn there. So it's very clear, right? Shizandra is one of the five flavored berries and very good, tasty. I usually collect it when I was in the mountains and eat it. Very good ornamental fans. Sambucus. How many people eat this? And I traveled in England. One time, a lady sent me an ice cream, and it's very easy. They put some sambucus on it. It's very nice, very nice. This is fruit of sambucus, dated the Chinese dates. The only one I want to bring attention is late frost. I have six plants each for two cultivars, and only one plant left. Only one plant left because late frost this year killed them, and for some reason, this is probably. The last one I want to share with you is Meihao. The Meihao is kind of a, this is a wrong slide, and the Meihao is a very beautiful ornamentals when they don't have the thorns, and also they make very delicious food, right? And what I do is, time is running out, I'm concluded here, and hopefully you enjoy the beauty. Not as a person, right? Enjoy the beautiful plants. Also, eat more stuff. Thank you very much.